Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Charks. This is Chad. I'm so glad to be here with you guys. A couple weeks ago, I did a teaser trailer about this very special guest that I have today. And if you listen to that, then you already know what we're talking about. And today, the topic is movies. There will be some spoiler alerts. So if by the time you hear the title of the movie, you haven't seen it and you don't want to know, then I would skip over this until you see the movie. But basically, we're talking about the Christian movies, in particular, Overcomer, and how these movies can sometimes portray a unrealistic ending or things in the movie that may not portray to life. And so we're going to talk about that today with my special guest, which is one of my good buddies from college. I've known this guy for years. Really excited to have him on the show. This is his first time, so y'all give it up for Jeremy Plummer, a.k.a. JP.
It's good to be here, Chad. I kind of want to hear the teaser trailer now that you all booked it up and, you know, held it up. But I'm excited about this, too. When you came up with this idea, I was kind of like, you know, because we've talked about movies for years. That's just something we both have and common. So when you had the idea of like doing one on Christian movies, you know, and you know, more importantly, you know, what I call the Kinder Brothers popcorn movies, was just a great idea. So why don't we just start off by like you pitching off what you think, and then sure, I'll piggyback in the middle.
Yeah, we won't talk about Superman 4 today.
No, we won't ever be talking about Superman 4.
So I'll start off with that. That kind of ties into our disagreement we had. Not really a disagreement, more just different views. I loved Superman 4. Jeremy and probably half the world didn't like it. So that kind of ties into our dilemma we had with these Christian movies and how the latest two or three, I believe, had such a perfect ending where you left thinking, I wish life actually did happen like that, and why doesn't it, or why don't they at least portray in the movies what really happens in life? So I was telling Jeremy how I thought Overcomer did a fantastic job, and he had just seen it just a couple days ago, so that's why he's going to share with you guys on his view on it and what he thinks. But I think they do a pretty good job on portraying real life stuff, in particular War Room and Courageous, how the police officer lost his job, and I believe it was the pharmaceutical guy in War Room or whatever lost his job. But Jeremy definitely has a different viewpoint on it than I do and most people, so I'm going to pass the mic to him and let him share with you guys his thoughts.
I definitely think Overcomer was the more realistic one that they've done. And one of the issues I had with these movies is everything turns out so perfect at the end of these movies. Like, and, you know, Fireproof, all their marriage is, you know, built to last and everything's great. And they're both on, you know, a path that, you know, they've always prayed about, and Courageous, you know, that he ends up being like the greatest father of all time through adversity. And War Room, you know, that whole scene where she walks to the house like screaming the devil out of her house, and from there on it like changes her kid's life and changes her husband, doesn't want to cheat on her anymore and all this stuff. And it just got to a point where every time I saw one of these movies, it was just like, this isn't real. Like, there was definite adversity in these movies. I'm not going to say that these movies are not good. I'm not going to say that they are not worth the investment as far as advancing the kingdom. What I'm just trying to say is, up till now, all these movies have basically just been like popcorn Christianity. You know, where it's just been like you go to this movie and you know for a fact, because it's a church, it's a Christian movie, everything is going to work out in the end, and you're going to leave like, man, God's great, God's good, and look how we overcame all this stuff. And in real life, you know, it doesn't always work out that way. And I know that things that you've gone through in your life, and me definitely gone through in my life, where it's not as cut and dry or as easy as these movies make it seem. And Overcomer, to me, was the most realistic. Now, I will say the first 30 minutes where you really know that this dude is this girl's dad. Then I was like, I'm walking out of here. Because I knew, like, you ruined one of the biggest plot points in the movie is over in 30 minutes. And I'm like, why could you not drag this out a little bit more? But that's just more of a review kind of thing. But as soon as you find out that this guy is this girl's dad, my mind is immediately going, okay, he's gonna get healed from diabetes. Like, this guy is just going to, like, this girl's going to have a great relationship with him. He's going to get healed. It's going to change the school. Going to change, you know, almost like it did in Facing the Giants, where it was just like this one thing happened and everybody involved had a whole new life. And I was expecting that. And just like it was in, you know, Courageous and all those other movies where it just seemed like, you know, Facing the Giants, they're praying for a kid. And they had this really emotional scene at the end of it where she's like, you joined the daddy team or the daddy club. And you're just like, okay, this is just, what is this? Little cheesy stuff. But in Overcomer, it just seemed like the cheesiness was there to a point where it was like tolerable. But I was, and this is going to be terrible, and I've told you this, but I'm glad they let the guy die.
So bad laughing about it.
Because it was realistic. Right. Like, right. It made it more valuable. If the guy would have just been like, the doctor runs in, oh my gosh, you know, you're going to be blind, but you, God just touched your body and healed you. I'd have been like, this is ridiculous.
I want my money back. You know, and this is one thing I wanted to talk to you about too, JP. We didn't have time to talk about over the phone, but you brought up a good point of it being kind of cheesy. It's kind of weird in these movies, and I was telling my wife this too. It shouldn't be this way, I don't think, but it is. When we see these movies and the people get angry, they don't cuss, and it just feels so awkward. And I think it's because we're so used to seeing movies with cursing. And then, like you said, when the lady in War Room was walking around in the kitchen just shouting and, like, praising God, like, it shouldn't feel weird, but it did. To me, anyway, it felt weird. And that's one thing we didn't talk about either, is why does it feel weird? Like, why should it feel weird, or why shouldn't it feel weird? And I do agree with you with Flywheel and Facing the Giants that it was definitely a Hollywood fairy tale ending. The last three, I think they did a fairly good job. But yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
I think they kind of changed the tide going with, what was it? You did Flywheel, Facing the Giants, and then was it Fireproof? Fireproof, adding Kirk Cameron made it legitimate to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I've been a Kirk Cameron fan since Growing Pains.
Show me that smile.
You know, so as soon as Kirk Cameron was tied, I was like, this movie could be garbage. I'm going to go see it. But Kirk having the amazing testimony he has and knowing that he's a Christian and a good actor for that major part made it good on a production and a casting side of it. But then you get into the actual story where it's like he's caught up in, you know, pornography, and he's like, you know, thinking about divorce, and he's having issues with his wife, and you know, and then during that whole process I'm thinking, okay, this is a legitimate, you know, this stuff happens all the time. But then it gets to where they do like the whole, you know, love there, and then there's that conversation with his dad, and that's kind of where it turned to the whole, you know, Hollywood Christianity is kind of what I refer to it as, because from that second on, it turned into a, oh, feel good, everything is going to work out, and, you know, just sunshine and roses, you know, when the dad says that whole, no, she did it on me thing, which was an amazing reveal.
Right.
But it just kind of, from that scene, it turned the movie into a whole, okay, well, this is, everything is going to be fine. And then in Courageous, that one was interesting to me because he did go through adversity. He did go, what was it, his son died or something?
His daughter.
One of his kids had died. And that started the whole, how good of a dad am I? Which, you know, I've prayed to God I never go through anything like that. And I'm sure that, you know, having a kid of your own, if something like that did happen, that mindset, that attitude would definitely be there. So it made it more realistic.
Sure.
And then with War Room, that one kind of bordered, because the old lady, you know, my grandma is kind of that kind of person,
right.
You know. And then spending time with her and getting to know, you know, her faith and how she's grown, and, you know, but it just kind of bordered on the whole scene where the guy's at the restaurant and he's like wanting to do what he's wanting to do, and all of a sudden he's just like, oh, I just can't do this, you know.
Right.
Like something comes over him. At the same time, the wife is praying, like, you know, stop him from doing it. That to me just seemed kind of like, you know. But Overcomer definitely to me just seemed like they finally sat down and said, what can we do to make this enjoyable but realistic? You know, how do we get to the point that for you to overcome something, you have to go through things? And it just seemed like up to this point, other than Courageous, where the dude lost his kid, no one really, really gone right. through anything for any amount of time.
Yeah.
Especially something that's not going to change. All these other movies, it changed. Like, you know, his marriage is fixed. He becomes a better dad. The guy gets a better job and he's happy and the family's happy.
Right.
But everything gets fixed. Overcomer, to me, just left it where it was like, realistically, you're overcoming something because we can't fix this problem.
No, that's good stuff, man. I think you hit it on the head. And I think where I was trying to come from originally in our conversation was, although I agree with you 100%, maybe 99.9%, like there's just this 1% of me that wants life to be like that, like
yeah.
Courageous, or, you know, like the white picket fence, you know. I've even had struggles in my marriage, and so I've wanted to, I've done the love dare on my wife, and, you know, I wanted that movie to become a part of my life, you know what I mean? So like there's this part of me that wishes it could be like that, but I totally understand what you're saying, that sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes we just need to realize that it may not work, or like you said, we may lose somebody may die. What if he doesn't become the best dad? I think you were thinking like how he started treating his son after that, after his daughter died, and he became like the greatest dad ever. But what if he didn't? What if he became the worst dad, you know? And so, man, you hit some really good points. I think we got to wrap this up, but I really appreciate you, JP, spending some time to share with us. I'd love to have you on again in the future, maybe give your testimony, man, about your mom and all, and we have a lot in common in that. So I think that'd be phenomenal to have you back one day, man.
Yeah, man, that'd be great.
On the Chark. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us tonight. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. We'd love for you to send comments in, or critiques, questions, whatever, about these movies. Maybe you have a different opinion. Maybe you agree. I was thinking when they sat down in Overcomer, they probably had a Jeremy in the room. That was being more realistic to life. Hey, we need to do this. So, thanks again, JP.
Thanks, Chad. Always a pleasure.
All right, my friend, and you guys have a wonderful night. Tune in next week for an all-new podcast here on the Charks. Have some things up my sleeve, but I'm not going to reveal it yet, so you have to come back and wait on that one.